They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Chrysanthemum Cliff, are you the person that told me that Santa's reindeer were all women?
It was not me, but I've heard that as well.
Can you name them all, Cliff?
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. I might be Santa Claus. I'm not going to say I am Santa Claus. I'm not going to say I'm not Santa Claus. But have you ever seen me and Santa Claus in the same place?
No.
I'm jolly.
No. And I always invite you to the parades and you never show up.
I never show up. But is Santa always there?
Yes.
Santa and I share a lot in common. Although he can grow a better beard than I can. I can only grow a goatee. I can't grow a beard. So.
That's like your Clark Kent glasses.
I know.
Though.
But yeah, no, definitely the reindeer are potentially all women.
Yes. And the lore is at that time of year, they wouldn't have antlers if they were men because they would have shed them.
Absolutely.
The women deer keep their antlers.
Can you refer to a deer? Like I said that, I'm like, the deer are women. I'm like, actually, they're female.
Right.
There's a difference there. It's a small difference, but it's an important one, I think.
Technically, they're the only females that you can call a stranger deer.
Yes. Yes. I mean, let's be honest. If the reindeer were male, they'd get lost. They wouldn't ask for directions. There's no way they could find their way around the world and deliver all those presents if they were guys.
Well, Brighton Mary Brooke is the more organized
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. I would trust her to deliver all the presents way more than I would trust me.
Brighton Mary Brooke is efficient in her Christmasing because what are the two signature Christmas colors, Chrysanthemum Cliff?
Red and green, I believe, is the answer.
And what color is Brighton Mary Brooke's hair?
Red.
So she is already 50% more
Halfway
Christmas.
There.
Yes.
And she looks great in green.
Yes.
Makes sense. It all makes sense.
So, reindeer.
Fly.
When did this all start? When Sugar Ray made the fly song?
1823.
I just wanna fly. What do you want? 1823. Okay, this is a very important date.
Do you know what happened in 1823?
It wasn't Columbus sailing the ocean blue, because that doesn't rhyme with three.
True. The poem A Visit from St. Nicholas was written.
Oh, who wrote it?
Nobody knows. Two people have come forward and said that they wrote it, but it was submitted anonymously to a newspaper.
Shakespeare.
It was Shakespeare. Shakespeare was very dead in 1823. It could have been Shakespeare, though.
Well, what they
Shakespeare's ghost.
They say about Shakespeare is that Shakespeare wasn't one person, that Shakespeare was many people all writing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. So it could have been Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. A very young, it was not Shakespeare. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so A Visit from St. Nicholas was initially published anonymously in a newspaper, and that poem you may know better as 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Yes.
So the most famous of Christmas poems, the traditional what you read Christmas night to your kids every year, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Or your dogs. Do you read your dogs 'Twas the Night Before Christmas?
We do read them books.
Really?
There's a book called I Could Pee on That, I Could Chew on This. They're two different books.
That sounds incredible.
And we read those to the dogs. We have story time. I actually have a video on my phone that I'm going to show you.
You want me to sit? You'd like me to sit? You need me to sit? You're asking me to sit? You're saying louder for me to sit? You're pleading for me to sit? You say the word sit like I haven't heard what it means. But I love your enthusiasm, and so I jump up and down with joy for the both of us.
That is the most amazing thing I have ever seen. I will admit, when I said, hey, you read your dog 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, right? I expected the answer to be, ha, 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 no. Heather is a constant source of amazement and entertainment, and I love it.
That was my man friend, Rusty, reading to them.
So this Christmas, when you're reading your dog's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, you're going to come to a part that says, now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away, all. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. The story is, you know, he opens the blinds, you know, there's a miniature sleigh outside, eight tiny reindeer, and then they go over the wall up to the top of his house. Mm-hmm. And that's when Santa comes down the chimney. So that instance of the reindeers flying from the snow up to his house is the first time that anyone ever mentioned that Santa's reindeers could fly. And so...
And it could have been been misunderstood.
Maybe
as
they just
hopping.
Jumped.
Yes, but we assumed.
Deers are great jumpers.
Wow. Okay.
And so from there, that's the entire reason that reindeers fly in Santa Claus stories.
I kind of feel like every time we see a reindeer in real life, you know, when they come out to the holiday events, they're like,
you people know that that was a play on words, right? We don't actually fly.
I think the funny thing about reindeer, when you see like a real reindeer, they're not nearly as cute in real life as they are in like the cartoon version of reindeer or the movie CGI.
Compared to like miniature horses, they seem a little grumpy.
Oh, yeah. And miniature horses are notoriously grumpy.
I know.
Yeah. Like deer look so cute and pretty, and like almost like when you see a deer in the forest, or even like an elk in the forest, is majestic, big, and they feel like they're just at home with the nature of that. And deer always seem kind of cute and sprightly, and
yes.
they hop away, or even like an antelope, you know, they just bound across, you know, the plains or whatever. Reindeer just look kind of extra weird and furry and spiky. I don't know. They're cute. Like,
yeah.
I've been to places. I've pet a reindeer before. They're kind of fun. But they're not as cute as, like, in the cartoons. But they can fly. I bet you they can all fly, and you just don't know it. You just don't see it. They do it on the, like, the DL at night.
You know, more than flying, though, I want them all to talk.
I want every animal to talk.
I know.
Do you know how much money I would pay to be able to talk to my dog?
I know. Well, part of me feels more diverting, but part of me feels
always.
It's so wrong that as humans, we expect animals to learn our language and we don't try to learn theirs. We're like, sit. This means sit. Sit. And instead of us being like, because to, you know, maybe to a dog, that's what sit is.
Mm-hmm.
But we're like, you learn what I want you to learn.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you're saying I should learn dog.
Yes.
Instead of learning.
Yeah.
Him learning English.
Right.
Either way, I just want to get my dog in therapy. I don't care. I don't care which direction we have to take.
Right.
I just want my dog to be in therapy.
You know what would be good? We were talking about SeaTac. I love SeaTac, as does Brighton Mary Brook.
Everybody loves SeaTac.
We got you on board with it. SeaTac has everything, but you know what they should also have is therapy. You should be able to get your therapy done at the airport, because now they have those like Skype therapy sessions that you can get on. They should have little cubicles so that you can actually do therapy in little cubes at the airport.
I'll be honest. I mean, everyone at this point has experienced Brighton Mary Brook across multiple days.
Yes.
She is a delight.
I love Brooke.
I love her in real life. You love her in real life.
Yes.
Anytime I take her to an airport, she could use therapy.
Yeah.
The airport is very stressful for her. They could go to the airport. She could talk for some couple minutes. They could prescribe her something, perhaps. And then, then we could fly.
Coffee, tea, or Xanax?
All three.
Yeah.
Do those make Xanax more powerful?
I don't know. I've never had Xanax. The extra generation of 40-something women who whine act like Xanax is so easy to obtain.
Well, I mean,
like, I could obtain hardcore street drugs easier than I could obtain a prescription pill.
Well, you just have to go to a therapist, and, you know, then they'll just give you a prescription for it. So
we diverted.
We were talking about SeaTac. It was a great segue into SeaTac. And then we went a bit sideways, as this podcast is wont to do.
Yes.
And we're going to come back. We're going to fly back to SeaTac. So you're a little younger than I am, but you're old enough to remember going to the airport and being able to, like, go with your family to wish them a happy flight to somewhere else.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
The first few times I flew, I remember my parents waiting for me at the gate when I got back. Traveling alone as a child on a plane used to be really safe.
Yeah.
Because your parents would literally put you on the plane, and then whoever was picking you up would receive you from the door of the plane.
Absolutely. I flew from Utah to Chicago when I was 12. Like,
yes.
I can't imagine sending my kid on a plane right now. Like,
no.
It would be terrifying. But when I did, it was no big deal. Like, same thing. My parents put me on the plane, and my grandparents picked me up when I got there. And if that's something you miss, and I think it's sad, because I loved how you used to watch people get off the plane and just, like, you know, run up and hug the people that they're, you know, meeting. Or in Utah, there's a lot of people returning from overseas mission work in other countries, there'd be these huge groups of people with big banners, welcome back, you know, so-and-so. And it was really a cool thing to see, just that love and the joy that seeing someone you haven't seen in a while. And I don't think you get that when you get like down to baggage claim, or, you know, even more so now it's like, hey, we're all parked in this horrible drop-off zone at an airport. Like, quick hug before we get back in the car.
Yeah.
And so I think that we're 18, 19 years post 9/11, which is when that stuff kind of stopped.
Yeah.
And there are airports that are starting to let you do that again. And SeaTac in Seattle is one of three. And so,
which makes me so happy too, because we have such a giant military presence in this area. We have several military bases in the greater Seattle
yep.
region. If no one else could go to the gates, our military families should have that ability
Absolutely.
And that right. So I'm very excited that, what is it, 100 people
yeah.
per day?
Yeah. And so it appears that all you have to do is fill out a form and they give 100 passes a day, which is probably not enough. They can probably only let so many people through because security already, I mean, everyone knows that security at the airport sucks.
Yes.
Or it sucks to go through. The security at the airport is actually okay.
Excellent security. Yeah. Thank you, security people.
Absolutely. Man, if you are traveling, if you are listening today and you're traveling, the best thing you can do is be nice to the folks at security mm-hmm. because, like, regardless of what you think about security at the airport, their job is hard. They have to deal with people that are like, oh, I don't want to take off my shoes all day, or people that are like, I don't understand what I need to take out of my bag, or me, who doesn't ever take off my belt. I wear a belt 24 hours a day.
Yes.
They all have to deal with those people. Just be nice, be friendly, give them a smile, give them a how are you doing, and it'll make your traveling better because they'll be nicer to you.
And honestly, they're seeing things that
nobody should see.
Yes. And they're smelling things
that nobody should smell.
Yeah, and they're touching you. They don't want to touch people.
Absolutely not.
It's not fun.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a SeaTac thing. Pittsburgh is doing it, and then a third airport that I was not able to ascertain. So it might be yours. I don't know. If you live near an airport, just call them up and ask, and maybe they'll say yes. Who knows?
SeaTac, Pittsburgh, and more. That's what we
Mystery
say.
Airport.
Yes.
Or maybe you can just hitch a ride with Santa. He's got a flying sleigh.
Cliff, what are we talking about on Christmas Eve? Christmas Eve's tomorrow.
Holy cow. How did we get here? Are you done shopping?
Yes.
Oh, you're better than I am. We're going to talk about, so Christmas Eve, last day before Christmas. What are the odds that tomorrow, wherever you live,
yes,
that you will wake up to a white Christmas?
Oh, are you asking me?
No, that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, wait. Do you want a whisker? Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh.